This is a very significant incident because Waheshi was the leader of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, a technologically innovative group, a group that has had both the resources and the strategy to try and strike at international targets well beyond Yemen, where it's based.
This comes a couple of days after Mukhtar Belmukhtar was killed. Can you talk about the significance of the two high-profile leaders being killed within a couple of days?
Well, I think what we're seeing with these two reported killings is a momentum in terms of senior Al-Qaeda affiliate commanders being killed, showing that they are vulnerable to intelligence collection and disruption by international actors like the United States. And I think it shows the dedication that governments have to try and track these people down and disrupt their capability to conduct attacks and also hold them to account for attacks that they've been responsible for in the past.
What about the survival, specifically, of AQAP?
Well, AQAP is more than just Waheshi, but he was a very significant figure. He was significant because of his personal association with bin Laden. He was significant because of his charisma, and he was significant because he was a known figure who could gather around him a range of individuals to work together towards AQAP goals.
Alexander Evans is the coordinator of the UN's expert team on the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIL. You can read more at WTOP.com. Search National Security. J.J. Green, WTOP News.